to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Will Congress do something? If Congress does something, then I can't run against a do-nothing Congress. If Congress does nothing, then it's not a matter of me running against them. I think the American people will run them out of town because they are frustrated. And they know we need to do something big and something bold. Now, the American people are also concerned about making sure that we have a government that lives within its means, which is why I put forward a plan that would also reduce our deficit and our debt.
Now, there's the president. He's going to take on Congress now. Says they can't get anything done. That's both parties, though, sir. You drive them all out of town. Yep, maybe that's the thing to do. A lot of people want to drive you out of town. That has been the case, not just with you, but the guy before you. And there were even some people who wanted to drive the last guy out three musings ago. The president, we're back to the jobs bill. President's economic policies, tax the rich, that sort of thing. Number one this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, we're going to go through the top 10 in this hour, as we usually do in this experience on this day for this circumstance. And the items are as listed for the week ending Friday, the 7th of October, running down the top 10 hits determined by the folks on my staff at Steffen Multimedia and Talkers Magazine, because basically what they do is monitor talk radio programs and stations and hosts all across the country to determine this list. Your number 10 has to do with what's going on in the world of sports talk, Major League Baseball playoffs, the controversy over Hank Williams and ESPN breaking up over his Obama enemy comments. Those are the items that bring us to number 10. Number 9, the 10th anniversary of the war in Afghanistan. It's almost like there's a disconnect. You know, the people who are upset with Obama or not, the people who would support him normally, the liberal side of things, the war would be the first thing they want him to change, and yet he hasn't changed. In fact, it looks like a situation that drags on, just like Iraq has dragged on. So that's interesting. Your calls, by the way, at 800-510-8255 on any of these items on the top 10. Number 8, Michael Jackson's Dr. Conrad Murray on trial. The Amanda Knox case, interesting. Sort of the more you learn about her, the more you wonder about her. Number 7. Number 6, the Fast and Furious scandal. That's something, kind of a black eye on the administration as well, isn't it? Number 5, the passing of Steve Jobs. General strike in Greece. Number 4, the presidential race. Number 3, Occupy Wall Street protesters. Number 2, and the jobs bill and economic policies. Number 1. So we'll take that on here for a while. From radio and television, Ed Schultz talking to Philadelphia attorney, patriotic millionaire Daniel Berger. He's patriotic. That's what they're calling themselves now, the people who want to have themselves taxed more. Daniel Berger supports the plan to raise taxes on people like him.
A new proposal to tax people making more than $1 million a year would offset the cost of the jobs plan in its entirety. Joining me tonight is a millionaire who approves of the Democratic plan. Daniel Berger is an attorney from Philadelphia and a member of the group Patriotic Millionaires who advocate for the expiration of the Bush tax cuts for those who earn $1 million a year or more. What would work in your world? You're a wealthy man. What would work? What should the Congress do to pay for this jobs bill?
Well, you know, Ed, this was the whole impetus behind our group, the Patriotic Millionaires. We felt that, you know, a expiration of the Bush tax cuts of 2001 and 2003, which, as you know, would restore the rate that existed before that and would increase the highest tax bracket marginal rate from 35% to 39.6%. which represents a 4.6% percentage point increase, or 13% in terms of the highest marginal tax bracket, was a modest way of addressing what was described as a fiscal crisis. And in no way, shape, or form are people who earn, and by the way, our proposal would only apply to people who earned $1 million a year or more. So only that part of the Bush tax cut would be permitted to expire. We thought this was a modest way of dealing with the fiscal, so-called fiscal crisis, and to make a contribution and share the sacrifice necessary to address and redress the fiscal imbalances that had grown up during the Bush years.
Daniel, what do you think, Mr. Berger, what do you think President Obama should do? He has got now polling on his side. The public is on board with this. New Washington Post polls show the majority of the country supports the jobs plan, including moderates and independents. Isn't this, I mean, you, if you're going to do this, if you're going to get more money out of millionaires, there has to be a political move. Apparently, by these polls, there's no political downside. What should the president and the Democrats do?
I agree with you, and as a matter of fact, they should endorse this and push for the expiration of the Bush tax cuts only on persons earning $1 million a year or more. And, you know, the whole debate on taxing the rich, and by the way, I consider the rich, you know, as persons who are in the top 1%, and that is roughly equivalent to people who earn $1 million a year or more. You know, it's the debate on this has been mischaracterized. It's not class warfare. It's not even math or accounting. It's a question of basic fairness. And if you look at the tax rates, it's true the rich pay somewhat more, moderately more, and it's the top 1% pay moderately more than persons in other income groups. But they earn disproportionately more, even taking into account the fact that they earn moderately more. So that's a very strong indication that the relative tax burden on the public is more on people in the lower income groups than on the higher income groups.
All right, so there's Ed Schultz talking to patriotic millionaire Daniel Berger. I find that offensive and foolish, that term. You're not, the implication is you're not patriotic if you don't go along with it. I don't go along with it, so I guess I'm not patriotic. I don't go along with it because we have so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Ed, I'm sort of surprised at you that you would just go along lockstep with everybody else who thinks, yeah. I mean, it's just a specious way of class warfare again. And I don't know what polls he's looking at. The polls that I'm looking at, based on the people who are the millionaires, you can talk to a lot of people who are envious, and that's part of what this is. Let's take away from them. With half the country on some sort of government subsidy or involved in some sort of government program, it's not likely to be the people who are in the millionaire bracket unless they're getting government subsidies, a farm subsidies, that sort of thing. So what is this all about? It's just talk, isn't it? Is there anything else? Is there anything deeper to this than that? The number one item this week has to do with the economic policies of our country. And the new group is called Patriotic Millionaires. 800-510-8255. What say you? What think you about that? More on this discussion as we continue along here on this hour of The Countdown.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Hurry into the PetSmart Treat Your Pet sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of toys, treats, apparel, and more. Save 50% on select vegan strips, Nature's Recipe, Pure Love, and Blue Buffalo dog treats. And save 50% on our entire stock of Martha Stewart, Top Paw, and Great Choice Fall Dog Apparel. Don't miss these great deals and more. Friday through Monday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid October 7th through the 10th with your Pet Perks card.
800-510-8255. The number one item this week on the countdown, the President's Jobs Bill, the economy, the bill getting a new shot of energy as Senate Democrats rolling out this millionaire surtax to finance it. Are there other ideas? Well, the presidential candidates are coming up with ideas to improve the economy. Here's one of them, John Huntsman on The View.
Besides the idea of cutting taxes, I haven't heard that much from the Republican side about what they would do to stimulate, to make the economy better. I don't hear any ideas from there. Do you have any?
I have three ideas. And, you know, I'm not speaking hypothetically. As governor, I actually did this stuff, and it worked. We've got to reform taxes. You know, that's just a Republican mantra. We have a 1950s dilapidated tax code. I would phase out all of the loopholes and the deductions. I'd phase out all the corporate welfare.
For everybody.
And all of the subsidies. We can't afford it anymore as a country. And I'd raise the revenue, and I would buy down the rate. So it's lower. It's broadened, and it's simple.
So raise the revenue means raise taxes, does it not, in real English?
It means phasing out the loopholes. Loopholes mean something to somebody. I mean, that's a savings for somebody.
So you have a whole tax program. What you did in Utah, you would do.
I did it in a microcosm in Utah. We created a flat tax, and I put forward a proposal to the Wall Street Journal.
A flat tax?
Well, effectively, it would lower the rates in three different categories for individuals based upon your income. It would simplify it. It would make us 21st century competitive. And on the corporate side, I'm just guessing that not all corporations are paying 40 at the higher rate, 35%. Let's get real. Let's lower it to 25% by phasing out corporate welfare and by phasing out subsidies. We can do it, and we can leave this country a whole lot more competitive.
James, your way to fix the economic problems of our country, please.
I'd like to say they should tie this tax cuts and everything to their pensions. I know for a fact that my pension's a whole lot smaller than my brother's and his wife. They're both federal employees. Tie it to their pensions. The first thing they start talking about is Social Security. I worked 40 years. I'm retired now. The first time I start getting my payments and everything, they start talking about cutting it off and stuff. And I think they should start looking at how big their pensions are instead of touching mine.
A lot of people feel that way. All right, sir. Thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or follow us on Facebook. Countdown goes to number two, the Wall Street Occupation. Next.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Follow along the issues listed and explained at DougStephan.com as well. The Occupy Wall Street circumstances spreading protest around the country. From radio, here's host John Howell and Amy Jacobson talking about the protesters, which seemed to make Amy kind of angry.
Unions are joining the efforts now. I heard yesterday that 75% of our listeners are concerned about these protests, and you were just railing at the TV saying, shut up, get a job, be a waitress like I was.
Well, screaming, they pepper sprayed me, they pepper sprayed me. They pepper sprayed you, honey, because you went across the barricade. Last night there was another riot, more people arrested because they put up barricades on Wall Street. Tried to be nice. Guys, you can't cross the line. And, of course, what did they do? They tried to cross the line, they pushed police, and I can't stand, you know what, that collective energy that you have, take it to the workforce. Try to get a job. I know it might be hard if you get a master's degree. It might be hard to be a waitress. It might be hard if you graduate Phi Beta Kappa to be a waitress. But that's what people do to survive. It's okay. And just wait until the economy changes and there's an opportunity and then jump on it. But do something rather than sit there for 19 days they've been there protesting what? What is their message? I mean, you could see a 70-year-old unemployed steelworker there and then a recent college grad there. And they're complaining. And a reporter yesterday, I'm saying, what do you want? What are you trying to accomplish? And the guy's like, socioeconomical growth, and then storms away. I mean, it's a you know what show out there.
They look goofy, don't they?
Yeah, it's okay. It's very strange.
Now let me ask you this question. I don't like civil disobedience either, okay? But I said, now what is the difference between them? And you were so mad at these protests. And I agree, don't tie up traffic. I mean, that's my thing. Don't screw the police. Don't. You can sit there from now until kingdom come. I don't care. As long as you don't tie up traffic, pick up your litter. I don't care.
They blocked the Brooklyn Bridge.
Well, yeah, arrest them then. Okay, well, say we're arrested. When you block traffic, you get arrested. That's disturbing the peace. But I remember I said this 2 years ago during the Summer of Rage during 2009, when people were trying to break into town hall meetings that were filled to capacity. One in St. Louis specifically. This is the one I'm talking about. It was filled to capacity. The cops said to, essentially people there that were there to yell at their Democratic congressman, I'm sorry, no more people can come into the town hall meeting. It's my constitutional right! No, it's against fire code. You can't come in. We're booked. We're filled. We're closing the doors. And they started knocking down the doors. And those people were arrested. And then the police were called jackbooted Nazis for arresting essentially people trying to break in to yell at a Democrat. You didn't seem to, you weren't here, obviously, but I wonder, my question to you is, would you be just as outraged at those people who you agree with politically as the people who you don't agree with politically?
At least I knew what that person was fighting for. They wanted to get into a meeting. These people, I don't know what they're fighting for. What's their message? What's their group?
Hold on. That's irrelevant. If you are breaking the law.
It's not irrelevant. Well, it might be irrelevant to you, but it's not irrelevant to me.
All right. Well, look,
and I'm glad that guy got arrested and tried to get into the town hall.
Try to stay on
meeting.
Topic here. Is it okay if you agree with them politically? Is it okay, then, for protesters to go against the police? Or is it always bad to go against the cops?
You should always listen to the police.
Here's Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes talking about the same thing.
I'm trying to understand what it's about, because depending on who you listen to, Occupy Wall Street is either the American version of the Arab Spring. It's the American Autumn is what I heard somebody refer. I kid you not. I didn't make that up. I did not just make that up. American Autumn. This is this awakening of the people. I've heard it compared to the civil rights movement, which I can only assume makes people who are involved in the civil rights movement blood boil. Absolute blood boil. Here's a great point. If you are going to compare Occupy Wall Street and what's going on there with Arab Spring or the civil rights movement, let me dispel that asinine analogy. As something of a student of history, I understand, going back to the civil rights movement, and even as recently as Arab Spring, use Egypt or Syria or Libya, people who protested, in many ways nonviolently, were met with bullets, tanks. During the civil rights, you had Bull Connor with cops with billy clubs and dogs and fire hoses. And they would arrest people for doing nothing more than sitting in the wrong seat on a bus, sitting at a lunch counter. People in the Middle East were shot for nothing else than showing up at the wrong street corner and protesting against the government. Okay, that's what those were about.
Are these people of that same cloth? I don't know. You tell me. 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
O'Reilly. Like everyone else these days, you need to save money every way you can, and O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Get great prices on parts and accessories to keep your vehicle running right and looking its best, like quality tools, name brand motor oils, appearance products, and a lot more. Save big at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked the jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With all always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Prayerful consideration and a lot of discussion with the family, I concluded that I believe I can be an effective voice and a real decisive role in helping get true public servants elected to office, not just in the presidency, but we have 33 Senate seats coming up. We have a House of Representatives that we need to strengthen in numbers, conservatives who understand that our country has got to get back on the right track economically here, and governor's seats around the nation. I believe I can be an effective voice for some positive change.
There's Sarah Palin as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This half hour moving around the charts for the week of October 3rd through 7th, and Sarah Palin not running. One of the things has to do with number three in the countdown, the politics of the election next year again. Every 2 years we have a congressional election. A lot of people think that ought to change. We have a presidential race every 4 years. That's going to coincide. So there are lots of people talking about this. Who are the candidates? What are the issues, et cetera, et cetera? And so it's a big, broad, wide-open topic. Lots of different comments from hosts and from the people who listen to these programs. Tell you, everybody, the people who are in a position to want your consideration all seem to want to be on this television show, The View, where these five ladies get together every day for an hour and talk about what they describe as the hot topics. And certainly Sarah Palin's announcement is one of them. There are a lot of opinion makers who see this show as a very pivotal way to get a message across. Thus, the conversation being important here as the ladies talk about Sarah Palin.
Well, she certainly will be making money. She didn't want to give up the paycheck, I think, because she's going to make...
But it's a lot of power being, being president.
Listen, the fact that she left the governorship in the middle of her term would not play well with the larger public when it came right down to it. So she got that.
She says that the things that are important to her in life is her faith first and her family second, and that at this point in their lives, she doesn't say why.
I hadn't finished
what I was saying, which was that her children and her family were second. Once in a while, you got to give the woman a little something.
Absolutely.
Well,
she can still make speeches. A lot of people do.
So
she
could be a consultant.
Not this crowd. You know, these are...
What, Elizabeth?
She actually said that one of the reasons she's not running is she thought she would be such a threat to the nominee.
Oh, really?
No, I mean, I'm not quoting quoting her. I'm not quoting her.
Hang on.
She thought that it would actually take away from the other Republican candidates because it would be a hard thing for her.
I mean, she went to a third. If she
does believe that, and I think it is the right thing to do. I think the last thing the Republican Party needs right now is
disruption. Because she doesn't want to take away from the other candidates. What about the fact that maybe she feels she could win? Well, Herman Cain said, you know, I'm going to win, and John Huntsman is with us. He says, I'm going to win.
Here's the difference. Sarah Palin has the capability of drawing mass crowds, raising mad cash, which would not go to another candidate.
But I think she was a response to her if she would run as a third party, and she said something like she didn't want
as a
third party. She didn't. That would be a distraction and split the vote.
She's not an independent, right? She really wouldn't be running as an independent. She would be running truly against the Republican candidate. She could call herself whatever she wants to call herself. The truth be told, there would be some on the right that would split their cash either on her, right? On her side or the other candidate.
I do think that there's a little bit of a credibility gap with her at the moment, because this idea of stringing this out and maybe I will. No, I don't think. Maybe I will. I think she flirted an hour too long.
Right.
But here's an interesting thing, which I don't know how to take, and I'll put it out there. Yeah, in a funny way. Palin still has a job over at Fox News, and Fox head Roger Ailes, and you know him, Barbara,
so you can
say if this sounds like him or not. Apparently didn't mince words about why she's there, saying, quote, I hired Sarah Palin because she was hot and got ratings.
She was true. Well, she does get ratings. She did have a very popular show. They're very attractive and intelligent women on Fox. Uh-huh. And Fox is successful and Roger is successful in great part because the shows they put on get ratings.
Yeah, she didn't get any ratings for the Alaska thing. She gets ratings when she goes on and talks about politics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the only other anecdotal piece of this pie before we move on regarding Sarah Palin, anyway, is that she decided to tell everybody about her decision not to run by appearing on Mark Levin's program, which is a syndicated nighttime show. He's a huge fan of hers, and so he was the one who got the plum, if you will. Talk radio is a force and a focus of lots of these people who are running. All right, so politics, politicians, the election of 2012. Here is Emery with thoughts on the Democrats in power.
The Republicans got nominated. They took over Congress because the people were fed up with what they saw the Democrats doing. But here's something let's not get lost in the weeds. Here's something to consider. Where have the Democrats ruled for a long period of time, and what has happened there? And the answer to that is they have controlled the cities of America for probably a generation or two, virtually every city almost. And look what they've done there. They have ruined the cities. They've ruined the tax bases. They have destroyed the public school system. Nobody wants to go to school in a public school system in the majority of the cities of America if they have a choice. So what have people been doing for the last two generations? While the cities have been filling up and people have been not having work and people have been losing jobs because of high taxes, they've been escaping to the Republican-controlled suburbs.
All right. So there's somebody who doesn't think the Democrats are cool. On the other side, which is what we always try to do here in this program, both sides presented, Nick in Duluth, thoughts about Republicans in Congress and politicians in general.
I'm against Congress for all the money that's involved in it, and definitely the Republicans they just won't give Obama a chance. They just say, my way or the highway, and then they turn around and blame Obama, my way or the highway. They have no respect and no care for working people. All they want to do is progress their agenda. Through the Supreme Court, they've changed the voting and the money that's involved. That's a fruition of when Reagan was in. He elected those Thomas Scalia people. And this has just come to fruition. And the Republicans back that up. They don't offer any plans for working people.
All right. So here's Sybil in Louisiana who takes a shot at both parties.
What I dislike about Congress, of course, is the fact that there is not any fair and balanced compromise between the two parties. One party wants something done, the other party opposed to the other one and would like their particular entity to be done. And it's becoming like almost a big circus in Washington, D.C., when, you know, we're the citizens or the constituents that put them there to, you know, make fair and balanced congressional or Senate laws to make this country better than what it is. And it's just so sad that even now, so many years later now, that, you know, we're in this position right now with the economy, and no one is able to come up with a better decision, because one wants one thing, the other wants one thing, and no one is coming together. And then it's even difficult now for Mr. Obama, President Obama, if you will, to be able to get some of his legislation passed, because Congress and the Senate cannot come together in a fair and balanced way.
All right, so that's enough on politics. Number four this week in the countdown, the situation economically in Europe, especially the focus on Greece and all of the violence, the protesters over there. Number five is the death of Steve Jobs. We'll approach that issue and listen to some conversations on the radio. Your thoughts on the passing of Mr. Jobs? What did he do? What was Jobs' best thing in terms of what he was responsible for inventing, and what was the best thing about him? 800-510-8255 on your talk radio countdown review.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott with AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Is Airplane the funniest movie ever? Maybe. And a new Blu-ray edition features interviews with the writers, directors, and stars, including Robert Hayes, who told me that after nearly 30 years, he's still crazy about it.
That film, it was like winning the lottery for me. They did a thing, People Magazine and ABC, what's your favorite comedy? And of the comedies, the number one was Airplane. I'll accept that. That's good.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is in your own home. Try choosing one of the latest films from your digital cable provider's Movies on Demand menu, many of them available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on cable on demand this week. Tyler Perry's back in Madea's Big Happy Family. Hannah stars Academy Award winner Kate Blanchett. Fast Five revs up with Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson. And I absolutely love The Beaver, starring Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster. See what's coming soon to your living room at rentmoviesondemand.com. Make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Hurry into the PetSmart Treat Your Pet Sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of toys, treats, apparel, and more. Save 50% on select vegan strips, Nature's Recipe, Pure Love, and Blue Buffalo dog treats. And save 50% on our entire stock of Martha Stewart, Top Paw, and Great Choice fall dog apparel. Don't miss these great deals and more. Friday through Monday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid October 7th through the 10th with your Pet Perks card.
Not much more you can say beyond what has already been written and said about the death of Apple founder Steve Jobs, 56 years old. Let's listen to some of the conversations. Here are host Dave Ross and Tom Tangney talking about the Westboro Baptist Church's plans to protest Steve Jobs' funeral.
Somebody else can have the same title on the door as he did, but having Steve Jobs say, this is the way we're going to do it, and having Tim Cook say, this is the way we're going to do it, very different orders.
Yes, and in a lot of ways, Tim Cook is just like the first of 12 apostles, and now they're going to carry on the work, and we'll see how different it gets
they're
over there.
They're comparing him to Jesus Christ.
You know, only his apostles.
Do you know who disagrees with you on that?
No, who's
the Westboro Baptist Church?
Oh, you know, of course.
Guess whose funeral they're apparently going to picket?
Oh, don't tell me, Steve Jobs.
They're going to picket Steve Jobs' funeral, Westboro Baptist Church. God. Because, according to Margie Phelps, Steve Jobs deserves to be mocked in death because he, quote, gave God no glory and taught sin to his neighbor and also served himself, not God. And she...
What?
Yeah. She made the announcement on her iPhone.
Serves her right. I hope Steve is laughing from the grave right now.
The Westboro Baptist Church... A-hole Central. Oh, man. All right, so, but that's something that just has come out late in the week as his death, something in the latter part of the week. Here's Gary Allen, a radio host, talk to technology expert Eric O'Brien about Jobs' legacy.
Is it possible in 3-4 minutes to talk about the impact this guy's had?
Well, I think it's safe to say that it's hard to understate the impact that he had. I mean, President Obama said it best, that most of us discovered that Steve had passed using the things that he created, like the iPhone and the iPad. And it goes to say that he and Apple, I mean, he didn't do it by himself, but he was the visionary for this company. They changed the way we consumed music. I mean, things like Spotify don't exist without an iPod, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to encapsulate in 3 or 4 minutes what his impact was, but I assure you it's on par with Henry Ford and certainly Edison.
Some people prefer the Microsoft, but you've got to say that Steve certainly influenced those other companies.
He certainly did. I mean, even Bill Gates yesterday said that, you know, he will miss Steve not nearly as much as we as humanity will miss Steve. And you've even seen a little bit of that missing him earlier this week when Tim Cook announced the iPhone 4S. It really wasn't as special. It wasn't as visionary. It was just kind of cut and dry, and here is the product. And that's not to say that their life cycle going forward is going to reveal dull products. It's not. But he was the reason that company was so special. We will be having the same conversation when Bill Gates passed. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there's no doubt he not only influenced everybody in his industry, but he certainly influenced the way other companies operate.
So it's almost like a way of life, huh? 800-510-8255. Mark, listening in the United Kingdom with thoughts.
He was an amazing character, and but... he always acknowledged and the work of other people and cooperated with them. Tim Berners-Lee, who invented the World Wide Web, is British. I'm an American who lives in Britain. Jonathan Ive, who is the Senior Vice President of Industrial Design at Apple, is also British. And he's responsible for the design of the MacBook Pro, the MacBook Air, the iPods, the iPhone, and the iPad. And Steve would have been the first to give credit to these people. Algorithms on which computers are based, that's the way you choose something that you're going to get on the net. It's an instruction, a sort of. That idea was developed by a Persian-speaking Islamic scholar of the Middle Ages. This is about the world doing something together, not just an American achievement, and that Americans were the best when they were an immigrant culture where they took from everywhere and made it into something that everybody could use.
Yeah, pretty interesting stuff, huh? Steve Jobs, that's number 5. Number 6, the Fast and Furious scandal. Then number 7, Amanda Knox, up next here.
Who
is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As we continue our review of the hot hits, the top 10 for this week, the Amanda Knox case comes in at number 7. Here is A.J. Hammer talking to Judge Penny Brown Reynolds and Jeremy Kyle about the money problems Amanda and her family have accrued over the last 4 years.
According to a new report in People magazine, Amanda's family have spent more than $700,000 in legal fees for Amanda. We've heard reports that the family has remortgaged their homes. They borrowed from friends and family. Judge Penny, there is no doubt Amanda Knox is going to have a big opportunity to sell her story, particularly given what was spent on this case. I'm thinking you can't blame her if she did sell her story. Don't you think that people would be fine with that?
AJ, I think you're right. She spent 1,450 days, and somebody is already making money off of her. There have already been movies. They want to hear the story. So I think it's quite appropriate. Her family has been through a lot, and they need to be able to pay for her defense. And I believe that she needs an opportunity to be able to deal with her future. And the best way to do that is to get financial security. And nobody can tell her story better than she telling her own story.
And if you know what's going on in the world of radio in Seattle, she's been offered a job out there. As a matter of fact, from a radio program in Seattle, that's her hometown, talk host Bill Radke, Linda Thomas, and Tom Tangney talk about her return to Seattle.
I, at this point, doubt that Amanda Knox is a killer. And because of that, I'm personally glad she's been released. Mm-hmm. We never know. We feel for her, for the love of God, what she's been through, her family, the Kircher family. Okay, I mean, through a terrible ordeal that none of us can imagine. Now, given that, she's coming home, and I think it's very natural to think about, wow, this is a world celebrity for good and ill, plopped back after 4 years in an Italian jail into something like real life here in Seattle. And so a moment ago I asked, just as an example of her everyday life, you're at Salty's, or maybe she's more the La Rustica type. I don't know. You're someplace in West Seattle, and you think you see Amanda Knox. Do you say anything to her, Linda? And you said...
I said I would. I would want to talk to her. If nothing else, I would take a picture and put it out on Twitter.
Why would you do either of those things?
It's my job. It's my job.
To tweet a picture of her? I mean, have there been not enough
photos?
What kind
of job? What do you mean it's your job?
It's my job to spread information.
What a perfect cover.
Oh,
for all sorts of terrible things.
It has been a great cover all my life to be nosy.
But isn't this an example of information? Can't you hardly call it information that she's having the French onion soup? She wants to be left alone, right?
You really think people are going to leave her alone?
Well, that's
yeah,
the question.
That might be.
I would not. I mean, we're both in this business, and we've both, in a way, exploited people's troubles just like this. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm high and mighty.
But you're no Linda Thomas.
I'm just saying.
The queen of social media.
Tom.
I wouldn't snap a picture of her.
Yeah.
I wouldn't talk to her. I really believe that I would not talk to her.
Now, I think Linda might have a point in that Amanda has to know, if not now, I mean, as friends have said, she has no idea of the worldwide celebrity that she, you know, has now become.
You don't think she knows that?
Well, they say because of her prison, she's had such a sort of a small purview of what life is really like. Hmm. I think that's going to be astounding. But once she gets up to speed on that, she'll know better then, because we live in a world of Linda Thomas's, that she can't afford to go out in public to eat at, you know, Salty's or any place else. That might be the lesson that she has to learn, because the world is a different place than it used to be.
All right, here's host Bill Cunningham talking to legal analyst Lisa Wells about what lies ahead for Ms. Knox.
Now, what lies ahead for Amanda Knox? I understand also from the media that there's one more appeal to the Italian Supreme Court. But then the question was asked last night on Fox News, what if the Italian Supreme Court takes the case and they rule that that judge was wrong? Will Amanda Knox ever be brought back to Italy to serve a sentence? And the answer was, well, she probably will not leave, because the Italian government would have to ask the American government to put her on a plane somewhere, and that's never going to happen.
No, it's not. I mean, the smartest thing that she could do and the smartest thing that she's done so far was to get back to the United States as quickly as possible. In fact, I was actually shocked that they didn't charter a plane just to get her out even quicker than what they already did. And I don't know if that has something to do possibly with her passport. You have to keep in mind, when you're arrested, they take all of your belongings. I am sure that they had possession of her passport, and getting her out of the country probably wasn't as easy as, you know, pulling away from the jail and getting on a plane. So I'm sure that they got her out at the first possible chance that they could. And in the event that the Italian Supreme Court, in their version of it, they were to reverse that and say that the trial court either had it right or that there's something wrong with the appellate review, there's no way they're going to get her back. I mean, she's not going to be stupid enough, first of all, to go to a country where they're going to extradite her.
All right, so Amanda Knox, number 7, number 8, the Michael Jackson doctor trial, number 9, Afghanistan, number 10, Hank Williams, and other things going on in the world of sports discussion-wise. There's a poll this weekend at DougStefan.com on whether or not ESPN should have gotten rid of Hank Williams Jr. You may want to express yourself there. Meanwhile, thanks for being here in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.